the Muslim, the mu'min, a woman or a man, an old person, a young person, an abid, a worshipper, a zahid, an ascetic, a sinful person, a person off the tracks. Everybody has a desire, and that desire is that Allah Ta'ala sends us all into paradise. There is probably not a person who we can see that doesn't have the desire. Everyone is hopeful. Everyone is hopeful on Allah Ta'ala's decision, that Allah, whatever our situation is, forevermore, Allah, give us a good hereafter, a good life in hereafter, and the place that you prefer, which you call paradise, Allah Ta'ala, take us there, deliver us there. Say Ameen, Ameen. Everyone has this desire, isn't it? Yes, everybody's got this desire. And we are all doing our actions in Fajr time. We wake up, we keep ourselves hungry in Ramadan, thirsty, we strive, we read Quran. The dua at the end is, Allah send us to Jannah, isn't it? We try so much, we work hard. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us a very simple method. You don't need to work too hard. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something, tells us a method, then it's the correct and 100% truthful statement. And he's told us such an easy method that it's not difficult to attain Jannah. It's very easy, very simple indeed. So easy that this amal, even a 3-year-old child implements. Say Subhanallah. Yeah, forget about the elders. Even the ignorant, uneducated or mad person can do this action. Everyone has this amal. Allahu Akbar. Allah says that it looks like that there's nobody who's a Muslim, a man or a woman who has Iman. There will be nobody who cannot enter into paradise. Such a big amal, such a great action. Look, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, his famous and well-known hadith, when he says, "Man kana kalamul akhir," beautiful hadith, "Man kana kalamul akhir." La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dakhalul Jannah. Say Subhanallah. Look, very easy. Yes, did he say you have to do mujahada or work extremely hard? He stated that whichever person, individual, even the worst of sinners, sinful person at that time, when he's departing from this world, just has to do one action. Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest. Forget what's happened before. He stood there waiting to go to the Qutb. Just do one action at that time. Say, La ilaha illallah. Akhir kalam. Akhir kalam. Final statement. So simple to say this kalama. No trick. We're trying hard and etc. But what a beautiful and enjoyable method to say La ilaha illallah. At the final turn. So will we all say it? Inshallah. Inshallah. But we are sat here at this moment in time and in this environment that we are speaking. In this environment, just like I said, that even if you take a 2-year-old child and says, La ilaha illallah, in a small, sharpish voice, and everyone teaches the child to say this. Why? Because we're all sat enjoying, we've had food, drink, we've got houses, cars, money, and we've never had an opportunity that say La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, for years. There are people like that who say that. But it's come into the heart, the kalima. Everybody has yaqeen and certainty that this is easy, just for a minute. But how many times? Say La ilaha illallah. That's it. That's what we have to say. It's not difficult, is it? Isn't it? Yeah. The environment, whether we're hungry and we haven't got clothes, well, but we ain't in the difficulty. We've filled our stomachs. We say, oh, it's easy. We can say La ilaha illallah. That time, many people don't pray Salah. They say, yeah, we'll recite La ilaha illallah. We've got a guarantee. I'll recite this at death. What's that? We don't need to work hard. People work hard. They practice and worship. Just say this kalima when we pass away. But this is the environment we're in. And the environment that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about, this is not the mahal, the environment that we're thinking about. Say Subhanallah. No, it won't be that situation. We're in a situation now that we think we know this kalima will recite automatically at death. But it won't be enjoyment at the time of death. There won't be everything around us simple and nice with good health or the same voice and the same understanding and the same strength that we've got now. No. We won't have these resources. Man kana kalamul akhir, akhir. Totally the last statement. At which time? Allahu Akbar. At that time, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about that time. Remember, not this situation we're in now. It will be the kalam al-akhir, will be the final moments of a person's life. What will it be? What will that scenario be? We'll be lying down, people standing around us, mother, sister, brother, screaming, shouting out. Doctor will lower his head, and the pulse will stop, and the breathing will stop. Allahu Akbar. You understand? This is the final time, the final moments. People say, oh, he's going, somebody will be crying, somebody will be speaking. Somebody say, oh, my Abba, oh, my Walid, oh, my father, oh, my mother, oh, my husband. And there will be, the communication will be going out. These are his final moments, doctors have given up. People will be crying or shrieking or screaming. Will this happen or not? Happens, isn't it? We see this when people pass away, the announcement's made and the communication goes out. And the dunya will be looking at him at that time, but he will be seeing something else. He will be seeing something else. Me and you. Dunya will be seeing me. Looking at me. And they'll be looking at me and crying. And I'll be looking at something else. And I will see those things that I never saw in my life. I never thought about. Ajeeb, weird faces and appearances and an ajeeb scenario. And different people will be around me. And they'll be looking like strangers to me. And they'll all be stood in front of me. I won't love anyone at that time. I won't like anyone at that time. At that time, I won't even be thinking that anyone should speak in front of me about a shop or a business. Think, my friends, think. Allah has given me and you this beautiful night, and He's gathered us for a very serious concern. Say subhanAllah. This is Allah's azeem, great name, Allah's fadl, His karam. That we have become ghafil, we are lazy, we are immersed in laziness and ignorance. We have forgotten our path, my brothers, we have forgotten. That which path are we going on? What path are we following? A temporary world that we have accepted and embraced. And we have made a wrong image of our life and of the hereafter, that we will just easily get it granted to us. And we should pay attention to this hadith. Allah Ta'ala, may He give us the habit of fikr, worry and concern. Don't worry. No need to be worried. There's nothing wrong with thinking. There's nothing wrong with having fikr. Nothing wrong with concern. Nothing wrong with listening to these words, is it? If only Allah Ta'ala wakes us up at the same time, then see what can occur, what result we can achieve. So we, how are we living our lives? What is our deen? And what do we consider as Jannah? Which path do we think that will give us Jannah? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given what message? Look at the difference. There's a big difference, isn't there? The path is very simple. Very easy. A person cannot imagine how easy is the path to Jannah. That kalima that has gone into our veins, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul, is our life, it's our everything. But there's a condition we have to say at that time, when it won't be our environment and scenario, it will be Allah's environment and Allah's scenario. At that time, Allah says, just say, once then, subhanallah. Then all of your life saying hundreds of thousands of times, even tens of thousands or millions of times, you can put it to one side, but at that time Allah is saying, if you say once the kalima, then it will open up the doors of Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That's it. That's all we have to do. Say it once at the time of departing this world. If we've got courage, then what strength do we need? What understanding do we need? What intellect do we need? What heart do we need? What voice do we need? What lips do we need? What tongue do we need that me and you at that time can say, La ilaha illallah. That's it. We just need the right environment. Say as many times as you want. But Allah is saying at that time, the doors of paradise will open for you. The environment will be different. The situation will be different. Scenario will be different. Death in front. Angels descending. And the soul will be pulled out of the body. And people will have left you. And you'll dislike and hate everything of the world. At that time, if you testify, Allah Ta'ala says that, yes, there's nothing except you, O Allah, my Mawla. There's nothing. Is there any young man who can say this? Ready to say this? Because the environment, the scenario at the time, the people and the feeling and the scene will have changed. And this kalima that we know and we praise it in a high way, but at that time the tongue will stop, will be like dumb, and no voice will come out of the mouth. To this extent, the Prophet ﷺ said, help that person, there may be in his mind a thought will come, a good thought. Maybe, isn't it? The hadith states. At that time when you see that someone's about to die, then help that person. Do talqeen repetitively, remind that person, assist that person, recite. Do talqeen, repeat the kalima. Say to that person, and don't speak about anything else to the person. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't say anything else to him. Just recite this kalima in front of the person repeatedly. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. It could occur, maybe here that person's understanding will awaken and he will attain Jannah. But it will be very severe and hard at that time. Very difficult to say this kalima at that time of death. We won't even say La illallah. We won't know about Muhammad Rasulullah. Our tongue will be dumb. And all those things that will be in front of us, our mind will be lost. Our thinking will be lost. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. May Allah Ta'ala forgive that ugly appearances will come and dangerous time will be. They'll be pulling out our soul and there'll be severe adab and punishments for certain people. Allahu Akbar. And the person will say, what's going on here? What's occurring here? What's happening to me? And in that time, in that scenario, in that environment, to recite the kalima, that's the real success. The genuine success. Can anyone say the kalima at that time? Yes, me and you. If we think about it, from today we can start preparing for that moment, that not today, but at the time of death, we need to recite the kalima, and that's when we will succeed. You understand what I'm saying? You understand the schedule, the program, the objective? Don't worry about here, worry about what? There, the preparation of the hereafter is different, and the preparation for here, the world is different. Here you've come for dhikr, you've left home, put your clothes on, put the fragrance on, and with desire and passion, you came and sat down. Half an hour, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. You'll recite and you'll go home, you'll depart. Okay, fine. And coming, sitting down is preparation for this environment we're in to assist. But to say the kalima at that time of the time of death, in that environment scenario, the preparation is different. If we start the preparation now, alhamdulillah, then quickly from the time come, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, at the time of death, the angels will be amazed, shocked. Oh, this is a man. He hasn't forgotten his Rabb. But what do we need? Understanding and strength that we can get today, today, acquire today. We need it now so we can be ready to state it at the time of death. So what will be the strength that we need? Who can say La ilaha illallah at the time of death? Who will recite the kalima at the time of death in the scenario of death? Those individuals, those men, those women, those old people, those all individuals at that time will recite the kalima at the time of death. Which person? Who didn't know this kalima only, but accepted this kalima. Subhanallah. We are those who know this kalima, but those who accepted the kalima. One thing is to know, and one is to accept. La is not just to know, but to accept. La, what does it mean? Finished. Nobody. La ilaha, la ilaha, la ilaha. There's nobody, nothing. One is to know, one is to accept that from La, I have rejected everything, therefore I accept. I will accept illallah, ilaha. No one apart from the one. If I obey, I'll obey him. And whatever he's told me to refrain from, I won't go close to it. This is La. And whoever has spent his life on La, subhanallah, say subhanallah. Yes, because we're sat here. We're all here on an equal footing. This is our duty. What are we here? We're here to be afraid. Let's become those who strive and make effort, become a human being, be like a young man, so the angels are proud of you and say, wow, today we've seen that La, La, take hold of the tool of La. Take hold of La, ilaha. There's nobody who we will obey. If we obey, there's only one. There's only one, the sustainer who we prostrate, who we ask from, who is ours, who created us, who we recognize, who we love. There's only one, ilah, we have one. So then we will follow his hukum. And whatever he said, we will accept it. We won't say, oh no, is it happening or not happening? We have no link with this. Is it what we're asking for being accepted, etc.? I'm telling you the preparation. That wealth is about to come. That scenario will come. That day will come. I'm telling you the preparation for that day when we depart from the world. So we will take hold of the tool of La. We annihilate our desires. And what is Abdiyat? Being a worshipper is to eliminate your desires. And say that nothing is mine. that don't do this, Allah will say, no, I won't do it. And you see losses of the world and I'll fall behind. No, I cannot do this. This is la. This is la. Yes, don't lie. Allah Ta'ala has ordered. I won't lie. I won't lie. Even if you say to me that I hang, I will not lie. This is la. I don't consume haram and lawful things. Allah, oh, I'll go hungry. What will we do? Where will I earn from? How will I live my life? La. Allah says, ilah is Allah. Ilaha illallah. There's nobody except Allah. Nobody worthy of worship except Allah. This isn't just knowing. This is accepting, recognizing. Say, subhanallah. Now we've recognized who is Allah. This is Allah? Yes. This is ilaha. This is Allah who we prostrate to and praise Allah to. Subhanallah. Until today I didn't even know. Subhanallah Rabbil Allah. Subhanallah Rabbil Allah. Subhanallah Rabbil Allah. And all the actions we do is against Allah. Allah. We say Subhanallah Rabbil Allah. All the actions of our life are against Allah. There's no guidance of la in our lives. There's no guidance of ilaha. So how can we say la? We have no la. Do we have ilaha? We don't have this in our lives. We go against it. In our masjids we don't have this, on our prayer mats, nor in our Quran, not in Makkah, not even in Medina. It's not there. This is not ilaha. What we say? Ilaha is everywhere. Should be everywhere. Every place. Every maqam. In every village. In darkness. In light. In isolation. Everywhere. Subhanallah. It's isolation. There's a beautiful woman comes. You're sat down. And the woman's attractive. And your desires increase. She's inviting you. Come, come. Let's wander around outside, we'll do this. Who is there to see us? And you are present, you have the opportunity, you know no one's looking at you. What will happen here only? La ilaha illallah. My Rabb is watching me. Allah is watching me. And straight away you'll reject that desire, the negative desire. Subhanallah. Everything that Allah Ta'ala has told us to refrain from, we should leave. And what Allah has ordered us to do, doesn't matter if the whole world is on one side, we have to implement that. No hesitation. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Very severe time will come, my brothers. Very hard time, my friends. Listen clearly. We think we'll just get Jannah, prayed Salah, I've done this, I've done that. No. This is life. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, success is for that person. Successful will be that person. No, ibadah will be there that time. The first question will be, that did you say la ilaha illallah? And will you say la ilaha illallah and depart from this world? Then, only then will the doors of Jannah open for you. And only that person will recite it, who fulfills the conditions. La ilaha illallah. Whoever says it, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Subhanallah. That in life there will be nothing in our lives that we did in opposition to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle. Subhanallah. That's the mu'min. Every man, someone's like this, someone follows this, someone's like this. We have so many desires. The hoors are around us. And we wander around dreaming in Jannah. And when we hear a little bit of Quran and two tears drop, and we think we're walis of Allah. No, nothing can be accepted apart from Quran and Hadith. Yes, the meanings of the Quran and the Hadith, the subjects, we need to compare and analyze our lives in parallel with them. Our feelings, our mamulat, our lifestyle. Don't follow anything. Go on what? Hadith and Quran. We present ourselves in front of that and compare continuously. Are we in line with that? That is my life in accordance with Quran and Hadith. Then if no tears come, no kashf, no dreams, no visions, no walayat, I don't see anything, no dreams, no link with success, alhamdulillah. We don't need these things. We want success, that's it. We want to please Allah. Subhanallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. That there should be nothing in our life. If there's life, it's in the imitation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sharia and the messages that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered to the world, to his ummah, they should become our life and heart. Everything of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be more valuable than our own life. The Quran has said this, isn't it? That nothing in the world, no power of the world should be such that it takes the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of our heart. Inside us, outside, it should bear witness, testify that we love Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have ishq for him. And we shouldn't be ashamed and stopping, hesitating, juddering, trembling, none of this. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked and I don't like? Ooh, hukum is the next level. The level of hukum is very high. That do this, you must do this. That sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave hukum, that do this. Didn't he say lengthen the beard? This is hukum. Order is wajib, compulsory. This is hukum. of the Prophet ﷺ. And sometimes Allah's Nabi ﷺ said that, I love this action. So the Ashikin say, if the Prophet ﷺ loves this and we stay behind, we don't implement, how can this be? This is a minor thing. The Prophet ﷺ, subhanAllah, and you love your child, your son, test it, Abu, I want some fish. Abu, I like fish. Okay, son, we'll buy some fish. And this is every day this happens. Demands and we fulfill. Straight away we sacrifice our own preferences and love. Daughter comes and puts her hand in your neck. Abba, I want ice cream. No, daughter, I've got a sore throat, I don't want. She'll say, I want some. Okay, my daughter, let's go. And straight away the ice cream comes. It comes, doesn't it? So within a second the life changes. And where we have the measurement gauge, the sex gauge, the whole universe is loving, and Allah Himself loves the Prophet ﷺ, subhanAllah, tell me. And for him, we monkeys, we go against him? No, where is it written? This is not necessary, is it? Everything we have to get an order of the Prophet ﷺ, then we look at the love of the Prophet ﷺ, look at the lives of the Sahaba, did they follow muhabbat, love, or order? What was the connection between the Prophet ﷺ and his Sahaba? Was it the connection of love or orders? It was love. Love. But we have said, no, the world will see us and they'll be joking against us and they're enjoying themselves and we look like ashiks. No, we don't want to do this. What game are we playing in life? What are we trying to prove? We take out conferences and the world will think that we are lovers, our love is accepted and we are marching, we've got conferences. We are trying to please ourselves. We're trying to convince ourselves. And what's on the other side? Where Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Ashik is present, the whole universe recognizes him. And they recognize the world, whether the people of the world recognize him or not, doesn't matter. So who are you loving? Think, who are you loving? Who have you got ishq for? Who are you loving at the same time? Think for a moment. Who are we claiming that we love? Such a great, great love. The platform of the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That some events of the ashiks who did true love, their books are full. And so many years and centuries we hear Layla, Majnu love stories. The books are full of them. Worldly love stories. These are temporary waste of time love that has no basis, no progress, no teaching, no learning. But the true love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So can that love be hidden? Can that pinch you? Can it hurt you? Can it give you loss? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Yes. In that time when the world will be leaving us, we'll be departing from the world, death will be in front of us and the breath will be running out. At that time, this will be useful for us. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, accepting him, knowing him, not knowing him, accepting him, embracing his life. Do you understand the preparation now? Now, then we will get the kalima at the time of death. Only then. And this is called, the Quran is stated about this kalima. The Quran is mentioned in one summary, and in such a way the Quran is summarized, that it's lazim upon us to ask, in every salah, this is a condition for us, that without that, Allah says, don't even move, so you don't forget your lesson. Allah Ta'ala sealed this kalima, sealed it in one word. What is that word? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. One verse, say subhanallah. This is the verse of the Quran. Allah says, so you don't forget this lesson. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. After saying these verses, this is the kalima Allah is listening for. This is kalima. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Don't forget this, because this kalima is the path. On that path, this is the path, Allah says, on this path, you need to travel on this path and come to me, Allah says, only via this path. Only for this, in every salah we say, Idna Sirat al-Muslim, Idna Sirat al-Muslim, Idna Sirat al-Muslim. We have to say this in every salah. When we pray Nawafil, Fard, Tahajjud, every incident, every time we pray Salah, Idna Sirat al-Muslim, we have to say it. Allah has not hidden this kalima. Allah has made it clear. Allah has made it visible. Which path? Sirat al-Ladina an'amta. An'amta. Clear. Allah says this path could be mixed. Is a hadith. There are many paths, this way, that way, this direction. From them all, amongst them is one path which is straight, and the rest are the paths of shaitan. And shaitan will drag you off the right path, the straight path. Be careful of what I'm saying. Very dangerous world we're living in at this moment in time. Very dangerous. Every path, we think it's true. It's true. And when a person stood on a path, you say, my path is the straight path. Has anyone ever said up to today, I'm wrong? I'm deviated? People fight and quarrel, there's fighting, beating and killing. You say, I'm right. Yes, a few days ago, one person, I met him in a shop. And he said, are you Naqshbandi? I said, I'm a Muslim. Naqshbandi is just a title, it's a method. Yes, he said, I'm a sheikh and this and that. I said, mashallah, very good, very good. And he said, I'm from this area, I do this, people come, I show him this, I have people in the world are running after me. Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti, I have a direct link with him. And I stepped back and said, MashaAllah, do dua for me as well. Please, you're pious, you're so high in level, in status. I said, can I make one request? I said that until today I heard that Allah's walis, they don't do anything in the life against the sunnah, and your face is totally different. Oh, what's this you've said? How can this be? I have no need for this, he said. I have no salah. It's not necessary for me. I used to hear this before. First time I've heard this. I used to hear from others, but first I heard it direct that I said, SubhanAllah. And he was so strict and rigid on his path, that individual. So rigid he was that shaitan had overwhelmed him that I am correct and everyone else is a waste of time. He said, Allahu Akbar. And Allah Ta'ala says it in the Quran, is it? That come out of that situation with quietly. Come away from that. So this is the things we observe in the world, but shaitan has made many paths. Allah says, one path, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. What is that sirat al-mustaqim? La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. This is that path. This is that path. Okay, is this the path? Yes, totally this is the path. We all recite this. And the kalima has been defined and explained to us in detail. That this path, the sign of this path, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, the siddiq and salih, abidin, salihin, everyone followed the same path, whoever recites the kalima. Yes, this is a sign. One example, if you want to see this person on the right path, then look at siddiq. Look at siddiq. Look at an ashik of Rasul. Look at a wali of Allah. That his life, does it meet with your life? Does your path match with his or not? Yes, and Allah Ta'ala defines it even more clearly. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Great verse at the end. Allah says, the straight path is that path, that kalama will be correct, in which Allah says, there's no mixture, no contamination, no two opposite things are visible in that path, on that path. Listen carefully what I'm saying, my friends. Very important point coming up. Very clear, Allah Ta'ala has made it, very clear. That path, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, that kalima you will recite, only that human being will be able to recite at the time of death. In his life there should be no mixture. Like if I say pure milk. Pure milk will be that milk in which there's no water, there's no powder. In which there's no powder, no water. If there's water or powder, then it cannot be pure milk. And if these two things are not present in the milk, then it's pure milk, pure milk. So Allah Ta'ala stated that the pure path, the straight path, those people who recite the kalima will be that path in which you won't see mixture of these two things. Maghdoob and Daleen will not be crossing over. No cross compared. Two qawms who passed. Those Allah says, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الدَّالِينَ. Maghdoob and Dal. Allah says that those two groupings of people should not be included in our lifestyle. If we see the signs or touches of them, small or large scale, then Allah says that then this person will never be able to recite La ilaha illallah at the time of death. Come, let's look in our homes. Maghdoob and Dal is both in our homes. Maghdoobi, alayhim ala dalin. Allah says, don't allow these groupings or their characteristics to come into your life. Hasn't Allah said this? Allah told us the right path, the straight path. These are those people who follow the path this way. And only those people will be able to recite their kalima. Only those people who don't have these two things mixed in their lives. Not Daleen will be in their life, nor will be the Maghdoobi alayhi people will be in their lives. Their life will be clean, pure, and free from contamination. They're eating, drinking, standing, sitting. Rather, instead of those paths, Allah says, I'll give you another path. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حُسَنًا. Allah Ta'ala says, SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah. Glory be to Allah. What a beautiful statement. The Allah Ta'ala says that you won't have no inclusion of Maghdoob and Daleen in your life. Allah says, refrain, be far from these paths. Go wherever you are in the world, it's your world. But don't allow these two lifestyles to make into, don't allow that to come and contaminate with you. غَيْرِ الْمَغْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الدَّالِينَ. But if you want to observe and imitate the Prophet, eat in that way, sleep in that way, wear the clothes in that way, your face, appearance, walking, talking, coming, going, transactions, meeting, should be that, the obedience and imitation of the Prophet should be within you. If that isn't in your life, then listen. Wherever Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah is not there in your life, then you will be imitating another way of life, different lifestyle. And if you don't have the sunnah, then it'll be another way of life, different. So we realize that that individual human being who's not following the taba, the imitation of the Prophet, then you'll see in his life, then he will be following either the maghdubi way of life or the daleen way of life. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? It's clear now, isn't it? Now we need to see in our lives that have I prepared to recite the kalam at that time where the Prophet ﷺ, man kana kalam al-akhirah, dakhlul jannah, straight into paradise, the person who will recite la ilaha illallah at the time of death. That's all we need to do. That's the preparation, my friends. Now we understand. The rest is a drama. We don't know drama. Straightforward. We don't know what is drama. We speak the honest truth. Doesn't matter how weak we are, we will speak the truth and we understand the truth. Isn't it? No dramas or do this and that. Everything else, all other words, I have no link with any other debate or any argument. Isn't it, Mawlana Sahib? Yes, that's it. Straightforward. That's it. This is the cool. They make us cool and cold without any reason. They make us go asleep. Wake up the way the Quran wakes us. Wake up, understand the reality. We won't be forgiven. Doesn't matter what we do. Doesn't matter how much we do. Only that person will be forgiven. Only that person will go into Jannah who has accepted the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Listen to these words. Obey these words. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam announced, what can I say? Imam Razi, rahmatullah alayhi, great muhaddith of his time. Great muhaddith of his time. And we are all to die, aren't we, my friends? Everyone's to die. Our master, the Holy Prophet, has passed. So we have to all die. What a big muhaddith, Imam Razi, rahmatullah alayhi. The 700,000 hadith he had memorized, subhanallah. How many? 700,000. Not, yeah? How many hadith he had memorized? There's so many hadith. And when somebody asked him, the Hazrat, how comes you memorize these 700,000 hadith? That how much did you travel to learn? And he smiled and said, 30,000 miles I remember. The rest I don't know. How much I must have done apart from that. Allahu Akbar. 30,000 miles, he said, I remember of traveling by foot. And today, I'm not talking about today's generation, the muhaddithin generation, I'm telling you. Muhaddithin generation, as a Sheikh Razi Rahmatullah alayhi, I'm speaking about. This was his maqam, his status. And remember this point, that what a unique thing we see, the 30,000 miles walking by foot, more than that to travel, for what, my friends? For chapati, clothes, gold, oil, etc. We need to think, for what reason? For the sake of one hadith of the Prophet. Was he mad? Did he not know about the work of the dunya? That where was he going for one hadith? Listen carefully. Allahu Akbar. This is for a person cannot do this for that long, my friends. We cannot do this action. Until that time, we have ishq in our hearts, in our lives. These are the ashiks of the Prophet, the muhaddithin, who had love. Not just that this was true love, when it awakens inside a person, true love. So when he knew about the Prophet, he accepted the Prophet, he became so solid in his ishq, in his love, so much love came into his body, that ruh, every part of his body accepted and loved the Prophet, that muhaddithin, that he wanted, that I don't want to keep anything hidden of the Prophet from us. We need to realize and learn and do amal on his life. And subhanAllah, in their minds, they totally didn't have this thought that, for example, my name will be mentioned in the masjid in Bolton centuries later, or my kitab will be written or printed, or my name will be printed, or I'll earn money from this, or people will call me muhaddith. Wallahi, no muhaddith had this thinking in his mind. He can never do this. He can never do this. He can never do this. Any muhaddith. Yes, whether it's cold, hot, walking, hungry, you need to be junoon for this. Junoon. You need to have ishq for this. Love this path, you know. This path. You know, we say someone's a wali Allah, he's this and that, my brothers. You don't become a wali by prostrations. A person does through prostration, but not our prostration. It's the prostration of love and muhabbat of ishq, salah of ishq. Where we don't look at the watch or the clock or the time. The people, they come, Hazrat, wake up, the time's passing. Quickly, you are in maraqabah, remembering Allah. You need ishq for this. You need to be crazy and mad in love. Until a person is not mad in love with this path, he cannot be successful, I tell you. He cannot be. Yes, if we look at this couplet, which states and tells us about this message that we're just discussing, subhanAllah. The hukam comes, as Ibrahim alayhi salam was ordered, that this is the fire, and I'm giving you order that go into the fire, jump into the fire. He's telling me such a big fire, intense heat, what will Aql say? What will our brain say? Oh, what are you doing? You'll jump into the fire. But what did Ish say? Oh, go and jump into the fire. What are you waiting for? You've been given the instructions. What are you waiting for? Just jump. He jumped into the fire with the order of Allah. And then further, what is the answer? The Akal is thinking, oh, is it? How can I be told to jump into the fire? He was just thinking. And his Ishq jumped and gave the order, jump into the fire like Allah said. And Ishq gave him this instruction, subhanAllah. And Akal didn't even understand, but he accepted the order. The Ishq, the love of Allah, it had accepted Allah's order and had attained the maqam, and that fire was made a garden of coolness, subhanAllah. Imagine. The Ishq accepted the words, and after accepting the words, Allah Ta'ala made the fire a garden of coolness. And we still don't understand. Akal is still thinking, what was the message? What was the message? How did I have to do this? Oh, if I die, I'll die. I'll pass away if I jump into the fire. I'll be finished. But Akal was given the answer that day, the intellect. SubhanAllah. So Akal, intellect, so-called logic. Yes, fine, it is good. Allama Iqbal said it's good. It's useful. But if there's Ishq, then Ishq is there. If you start to think based on Ishq, then a person is very weak at that time. He's weak. Yes. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like this tuck, he does it. Oh, but what country are you in? What are you doing? This will happen. If you do parda here, people will say this to you. If you wear niqab, this will happen. If you wear imamah here and beard here. He said, Ishq, subhanAllah, the love, it overwhelms. Akal hasn't even understood, but I've accepted the order. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So this path, how do we travel across this river? From Ishq, with love, not Akal. Akal, logic, intellect will never let us travel, make excuses, don't do this here, this will occur, you have to use hikmah, if we do this, then this will happen, we're going to do it at home, you can do it at home, outside, how can you wear dhoti? We wear dhoti at home, why do you have to wear outside? SubhanAllah, mashallah, is this your ishq? Ishq, ishq, that ishq, if a person doesn't have ishq like a junoon inside, so Imam Razi, rahmatullah, I was speaking about him, he was a great imam, and he had ishq, extreme love for the Prophet, in other words, his life was such that the hadith, 700,000 he had memorized, I swear by Allah, that my passion, it testifies, I swear by Allah, and saying this masjid, that on every hadith he did amal, he practiced, because he could not be a muhaddith for nothing. These are such names, that the names of the muhaddith that we hear, my hairs stand on end. What great lovers they were. 700,000 hadith he did amal on, he practiced. SubhanAllah. They're not like us, Quran, we do hifz. And alif lam on the first page, on the first word, we don't even do amal. We don't practice. Imagine. Why? Because we have known the Quran, but we haven't accepted the Quran. This is all knowing the Quran. Hifz, we can read it, but we don't do amal on the Quran. But those muhaddithin of the previous golden generations, when they collected the hadith, then their lifestyle said that they were majnoon, they were madly in love with the Holy Prophet ﷺ. They didn't know that 30,000 miles is long distance. They thought it's nothing, or traveling without eating, drinking. They didn't know about their wife and children. Why? Because they were ashiks. They were immersed in their love. And they were immersed, their ishq, subhanAllah, had allowed them to practice. What examples? This wasn't some new generation people. Go to their sahabi suf. Those people who sat, the sahaba, the companions who sat on their sahabi suf, the race platform, no eating, no drinking. Rasulullah would himself say out of love, that these are my darvish, my followers, who believe in me, that I prepare for their food. And the people said, what do they do? Nothing. We have just two jobs, looking at the Prophet ﷺ and to collect his actions and sayings, etc. SubhanAllah. No clothes to wear. That one qameez, and subhanAllah, that three sahaba would share the clothes. That can anyone do this who's got knowledge and awareness? Sahaba, did they not know how to do business? Did they not know how to earn money? Did they know of gardens and orchards? So what jamaat was this that used to just sit and love the Holy Prophet and look out for him and record his sayings and his ways? This is not some new thing. These are those same muhaddithin. That 700,000 hadith that he collected, astaghfirullah, can he be a munafiq? That he knows the hadith and he doesn't practice on it? Qala qala Rasulullah, he says, and he doesn't do amal on this. The question doesn't arise in his heart. Hadith cannot come in his heart. It cannot stay in his heart. He cannot be a muhaddith. Nor can he teach hadith. Nor can he spread the hadith until and if he does not do amal on these things. This is such a practice. Why? The reason is what? The reason is that the Holy Prophet, his sayings, his actions, this is the summary of the Quran. So if this is the summary of the Qur'an, then what will be the summary? What will be the hal of the summary? The summary itself. One is the perfume and one is the condensed perfume. You condense it, and what will be hal? You just put a little bit on. is concentrated and the smell, it spreads. And ether, you have to put it on your whole body. If you compress it, condense it, concentrate it, a little bit of scent takes, gives use. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ, his lifestyle is the summary of the Quran. So we need to collect those muhaddithin. Imagine their hala, swear by Allah, they must have been majnoon and fallen in love, madly in love, crazy in love with the Prophet ﷺ. But remember straight away, again, you understand what I'm saying? You enjoying what I'm saying? That I speak without any plan, no pre-plan. Don't take what I'm saying badly. When I come, I just start to speak. I don't know what am I going to say, what am I not saying. So just consider me as a person who's in love with Majnoon. And just consider this person, we sat in front of this Majnoon, and I just speak like this. And take it from what I'm saying. So he knew maut is going to come, death is going to come. What's the condition? The same condition that's in the hadith, the same condition, Allahu Akbar. In the hadith, that is the condition. Man kana kalamul akhir. This is the condition. For who? For this muhaddith who is going from this world. Now that muhaddith is lying down, and 7,000 hadith are in his mind, in his heart, and he's about to pass away, he's in difficulty. Three muhaddith of his time, I sat with him, say subhanallah. Three muhaddith of the time. Hazrat Hatim, Hazrat Jafar, Shanaz, and a third muhaddith of his time, the muhaddith of the time, they sat there, and all three are looking at each other. One spoke that this is the final moments. And the hadith says, Dutil Talqeen, the great muhaddith, they're coming towards the subject of death, and when they're going towards the hadith at the time of death, the hadith states that when a person is passing away, they're not saying that he's a big muhaddith dying, he's forgiven automatically everything. No, that he's in difficulty. And lazim, we need to speak to him about the hadith. So they said the order, when a person's dying, then give him talqeen, give him the encouragement to recite. Give him the encouragement to recite. And there's only one path of the hadith. He said, give him talqeen of the kalima. That can that person forget the kalima who has got 700,000 hadith in his heart? Say subhanallah, subhanallah. And this is called yaqeen, love in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, no, he can only succeed not from 700,000 hadith, he can only succeed through what? From the statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to do amal on that point. So three said that, yaar, such a great personality, my friends, such a great muhaddith, how can we tell him to do talqeen of the kalima? One said, I cannot dare. The other muhaddith said, I cannot dare. The third one said, I cannot dare that we tell him to do talqeen, repeat the kalima. So he said, but he has to recite it. He said, let's do one job, that let's speak about this subject. Say subhanallah. Let's speak about this subject in front of him. What was his line? That his hadith, his occupation was to collect the hadith. They said, let's speak about his occupation, what he's done all his life long. Let's speak about that. Remember this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time of death, he will allow that person to utter the kalima from his tongue if he had love with those things in the world. Remember this, remember this. Look in our lives, what do we love? What do we run after? And that's what will come on our tongues at the time of death. So they said, the muhaddithin, that let's speak to him, Sheikh Razi Ramdre, about those things that he did, his occupation, and what he was busy about in his life. If he is sadiq, he'll understand what we're saying. They said, okay, yes. So let's recite this hadith. And they said, the tariqah, the method, what we'll do is we will forget the hadith. I will recite something, I won't read the complete. You recite something, we'll read the whole sanad, and I'll forget one sanad, then the next sanad, you'll forget, and you'll forget. And if he has got ishq with this hadith, then himself he will complete the hadith, subhanallah. So, and then the talqeen will occur. He said, okay, first, me. So he said that this hadith was narrated by Abu Asim, subhanallah. And then he went quiet. He's given the sanad, then the second person started. That this hadith was narrated by Abu Asim, and then the next person, then Jafar, then he went quiet. Then he opened his eyes, subhanallah. Yeah, Imam Razi Ramdullah opened his eyes at the time of the final moments. Death is there, he had love. Remember what all his life he did, that's what comes out. The time that, like, I do run my shop, money, I'll open my eyes, someone will say, recite the kalima. I won't open my eyes on the kalima, they'll say, your money, your turnover from the, where's the money, he'll say at the time of death, where's the money from my shop? You know, the business that you run, his eyes won't open with the kalima, his eyes will open. He said, you know that shop you had, who should we give it to? Which shop are you talking about? Straight away his eyes will open. And this is the true event that I'm telling you, the true event. Shall I tell you the event? with regards, there was a relation to this event of Imam Razi. There was a person who used to write who used to drive a taxi, a totally true event, and he used to drive a taxi. He's doing dhikr for a second, that from his heart and lips he's doing. Somebody, he heard him, he said that you are such a dhakir, how comes you're a dhakir like this, that you do so much dhikr? He said, leave this, forget talking about this topic. He said, tell me, please, please, how comes you're a dhakir? He said, this is a unique event in my life. He said, I had my brother in Karachi. He used to live in Karachi, this taxi driver. And he said that my brother, he used to work in like a warehouse, unloading, loading sacks, bags. There must have been a system of commodity sacks, bags. He used to count 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That was what he used to do, count the sacks coming off or loading. And he was working for quite a long time, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, repetitive in his mind. And once what happened is that the sack fell onto him and he got buried underneath and he was suffocated. He died, crushed. He said in the final moments I was with him and his lips were moving and muttering something. He said, I put my ears close to him, close to his lips, and I thought maybe he's reciting the kalama. He said that this was the time of my life where I learned such a big lesson. He said I could hear him breathe his last. He was saying 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and he passed away. And by chance he said that the wali of Allah was there, and I was afraid, and I went to his gathering, and there was a hadith being mentioned in his gathering, man kana kalam al-akhirah la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. He said, from that time I understood that success, that this is the unsuccessful life that he lived. Success is that person always has the kalama in his life, every second of the moment. So my life, I changed it, I improved it, he said. And this is a true event, I'm telling you, true event. So Imam Razi, rahmatullah, who did he love? What did he love? He loved the hadith. So the muhaddithin, they started, one muhaddith started with the chain narration, he stopped. The other muhaddith, he started the chain narration, he stopped. Then he suddenly, his eyes opened, he said, sit me up, sit me up, sit me up. So they seated Hazrat, and Hazrat opened his eyes, and after that he started to recite the hadith with the sanad, with the chain narration, Allah. And he started to mention the whole chain narration, that hadathna, this hadith started, this person narrates the hadith, Abu Asim, and then the next narrator, and after that Jafar, and after that Salah. Then he said, an Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's mentioning the hadith, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man kalam al-akhir la ilaha illallah. And he looked towards the heavens, his eyes, he lifted his eyes, he said, La ilaha illallah. After that he smiled, and then he didn't say the next part of the hadith, Dakhala Jannah. He went into Jannah anyway. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He didn't say anything. He just said, La ilaha illallah. He smiled, Dakhala Jannah, subhanallah. And if he states the kalima, La ilaha illallah, final statement, then he will go into paradise. So my brothers, we need to prepare for this moment. Don't live the life of two opposites. Have the one straight path life, which is linked to this kalama. No contamination, no impurity of maghdubi and ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim wala dalin. And we come to pray salah, we have maghdubi or dalin, we don't know about appearances or libas or our parents, and we say this and people get upset. Ajib, different weird ways of life that we are following. The deen that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, that is called ihdina siratul mustaqim, is not difficult. Paradise is very easy to get paradise. It's not difficult. All we have to do is refocus our lives. And if a person lives his life according to the statements and the orders of Allah, I swear by Allah, there's barakah, there's blessing in that life. Allah's assistance is in that life. Allah's assistance, Allah's rahmah and mercy is in that life. And we are listening to Allah. Why do we fear? Why are we afraid? Let's promise from today, our life will be one life, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, in which dalin and maghdub won't be present. One inch will we allow them to be included in our lives. They will not be our guides, you can say, that in terms of the life's way of life and method. Otherwise everything will be a drama, the dhikr we're doing, everything will be a drama. Straightforward, I'm telling you, the deen. This is the deen. It's easy and it's difficult. If we don't do it, then it's very hard. If a person doesn't learn to drive, it's very difficult. I can't drive. Soon as he learns to drive, he gets a license. It's very easy. I move the steering with this hand, alhamdulillah. When we embark on this path, we'll say there's no more beautiful and easy path than this, alhamdulillah. And dying, for me, looks very far away. I say that I should die today and go into Jannah. That's how much a person's desire becomes with thereafter. Why, for example, we're wasting our time. I remember statement of a child, and then I'll finish and summarize what I'm saying. That the teacher was in a class telling the kids 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years old, and girls and boys were sitting, and the teacher started telling them the story that Jannah is like this, it's beautiful. And she's giving the announcement of Jannah, and there's a child sat in the corner, and this is the truth. And he opened his eyes were closed, he kept on listening and said, "Let's go, teacher, why are you waiting? What are we waiting for here? Let's go to paradise." 2-year-old child, he said, "What a beautiful place, paradise, you're waiting for it? Quickly, quickly, let's go to paradise, let's go, Appa, let's go, teacher, why are we waiting for Jannah? Why are we waiting for paradise?" Subhanallah. And this is how we should be passionate. Small children, young children, they hear about Jannah, they open their eyes, say, "Let's go, leave this, why are we waiting for Jannah? Let's go and enjoy." We're old, we say, "Tell us the next job, next shop, asset. What's our next house, next pound, dollar, where's it going to come from? Brothers, this is temporary. You are pious." Anyway, I'm just telling myself, encouraging myself, I am useless. How long will I carry on with these dramas and scenario of life? One life, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. What life should that be? La illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. In which there's no contamination, no cross-contamination, no mixture of different things. Khalis, pure. Allah Ta'ala told us about the mixture. Daleen, maghdoob. There should be no mixture of maghdoob and daleen. Allah Ta'ala give me and you and all of us the tawfiq. Ameen.